Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The parents of the 15-year-old accused of killing four students in this week's shooting at a high school in Michigan are in custody. They were captured overnight in Detroit. The city's police chief, James White, says officers acted on a tip.
I also want to thank our community. It was a tip that led us to this location and allowed us to do our work. I can confirm for you this evening that we have taken into custody James and Jennifer Crumbly. Again, we have in fact taken into custody without incident James and Jennifer Crumbly, the fugitives involved in the Oxford incident.
Police had been searching for the couple after they did not appear for arraignment Friday on involuntary manslaughter charges. Prosecutors say James Crumbly bought the gun used in the shooting and that the two ignored warning signs. Their son Ethan is being held without bail and has been charged as an adult. Epidemiologists say those who are unvaccinated remain more vulnerable than ever. Blake Farmer, member station WPLN in Nashville, reports in many states, especially those led by Republicans, public health protections are unlikely to be revived.
Here in Tennessee, state officials have moved so far away from pandemic restrictions, they're unlikely to reinstate any, even if a new variant causes another COVID surge. Dr. Wendelin Inman, who's a former state epidemiologist, now at Tennessee State University, says the unvaccinated have never been so unprotected since even the few remaining mask requirements are being dropped.
I am concerned about zip codes that don't have high immunization rates. We may not have the shutdown to protect the few that may die.
So far, the Omicron cases have been mild, but many have also been vaccinated. The lowest COVID vaccination rates remain in rural areas. In some counties across the South, less than a third of residents are fully immunized. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
A panel of federal appeals court judges aggressively questioned lawyers and advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's defamation lawsuit against former President Donald Trump. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from New York.
In the summer of 2019, Carroll published a book claiming Trump, while a private businessman, sexually assaulted her in a department store fitting room. Trump denied the accusation, then added, "She's not my type." Carroll sued for defamation, and Trump's Justice Department stepped in, arguing that Trump's statements should be seen as part of his official duties. Is he serving the United States of America when he says, "She's not my type?" Judge Denny Chin asked Trump's lawyer. "Yes," she answered. But Carroll's lawyer was also peppered with questions about how much Trump could say in his defense and not cross a line. All the judges questioned whether the suit should even be in federal court. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Biden is pledging to make it difficult for Russia's Vladimir Putin to take military action in Ukraine. He spoke to reporters before leaving the White House for a weekend at Camp David, saying he will not accept Moscow's red lines and that he anticipated a long discussion with Putin. A phone conversation for next week is being negotiated. It would be the first between the two leaders in months. Tens of thousands of Russian troops have been deployed near Ukraine's borders. U.S. and Ukrainian officials are warning that economic sanctions are on the table against Russia. An international art fair wraps up this weekend in Miami Beach. It had been canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From member station WLRN, Veronica Zaragovia reports that people are happy to be back despite the travel hassles and COVID tests.
Visitors need to show not just their pricey ticket inside the Miami Beach Convention Center.
I need either proof of a negative COVID test from the last 72 hours or your vaccination card, guys.
More than 250 galleries have exhibits up. Carla Bisong owns an art gallery in Houston, where she flew in from.
You know, it's like the Super Bowl of the art world in the United States.
Silvia Yapur is an artist based in South Florida. She says in Spanish that the day is magical.
Te diría que realmente es mágico, porque están haciendo unos días como preparados para la fiesta.
The 80-degree winter day feels hand-picked for the festival's return, she adds. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami Beach.
And this is NPR.